why U.S. really doesn't want Mideast democracy. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said, "We don't seek empires. We're not imperialistic. We never have been." Such statements as these must have led to deep, throaty laughter in the souks throughout the Middle East, where in many countries, Arabs, especially their educated elite, know far more about U.S. foreign policy and history than even most Americans. Yet Rumi could say such things, for he knows that most Americans, having had a deficient surface education, know very little about real American history. Indeed, even a neocon thinker such as Council on Foreign Relations Max Boot had to concede it wasn't true. Said he, quote, "The United States has been an empire since at least 1803, when Thomas Jefferson purchased the Louisiana Territory. Throughout the 19th century, said he, what Jefferson called the Empire of Liberty expanded across the continent." He notes further, when U.S. power stretched from sea to shining sea, the American empire moved abroad, acquiring colonies ranging from Puerto Rico and the Philippines to Hawaii and Alaska. That's in a recent issue of Current History. From the neocon perspective, these examples and other are illustrative of what Boot calls a liberal imperialism, a nice American brand, he suggests. Yet to the occupied, to the ruled, this distinction seems to be largely lost. Few would argue that the Iraqi resistance is weaker today than it was 7 months ago. It is strengthened by the presence of U.S. foreigners who alienate more Iraqis daily. Nor is it sufficient for Americans to claim that this kinder, gentler imperialism will win over the Iraqis because it is, after all, for democracy. They know that it is precisely democracy that the U.S. empire seeks to smother. The last thing they want is a true expression of what the populace feels, for if it were to be, it would demand immediately their unconditional withdrawal. The late Palestinian scholar Edward Said wrote recently of this. He said, "Every empire, however, tells itself and the world that it is unlike all other empires, that its mission is not to plunder or control, but to educate and liberate. These ideas are by no means shared by the people who inhabit that empire." But that hasn't prevented the U.S. propaganda and policy apparatus from imposing its imperial perspective on Americans whose sources of information about Arabs and Islam are woefully inadequate. Said used two examples from the region to show how the U.S. used puppets to protect American economic interests, yet at the same time created leaders who became unpopular or hated figures in their own home countries. First, he argued, was Egypt's Anwar Sadat, who's largely forgotten and unpopular a quarter of a century after his assassination. The second, the Shah of Iran, whose blind repression ushered in the Islamic Revolution and the rule of the mullahs. To quote the late Professor Said, that Sadat and the Shah were followed in power by rulers who are less palatable to the U.S. indicates not that the Arabs are fanatics, but that the distortions of imperialism produce further distortions, inducing extreme forms of resistance and political self-assertion. By what measure can we assume that Iraq will not experience a similar response? In October 2003, the U.S. Advisory Group on Public Diplomacy in the Arab and Muslim World released a report that reflected shocking hostility toward America. That was a mere 3 months ago. They know that the U.S. has aligned itself with and supported a plethora of repressive governments in the region, and that they have no intention of suddenly becoming democratic. They remember the electoral win by Islamists in Algeria, and how the U.S. turned a blind eye when the post-colonial government unleashed a wave of state repression against those who had the temerity to win parliamentary elections. Algeria reflected what happens, in U.S. eyes, when there is too much democracy. The last thing they want is a repeat. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.